Cold Lake. On February 3, the Cold Lake Ice Junior B hockey team took to the ice at the Cold Lake Energy Center to host their annual Pink in the Rink game, a collaborative effort with the Cold Lake and District Family and Community Support Services, FCSS. The event aimed to raise awareness about the detrimental effects of bullying within the community. Fans are encouraged to wear pink to the game as an act of solidarity. Children are also invited to participate in a coloring contest. Kim Schmitz, District FCSS manager, spoke about the history of anti-bullying efforts in Cold Lake, highlighting the origins of the Cold Lake Anti-Bullying Task Force in 2007. The original Cold Lake Anti-Bullying Task Force came together in 2007 as a result of concerns brought forward to council from community members. Representatives from a variety of community support service agencies, local schools, and concerned parents met for the first time in June of 2007 to begin talking about the potential anti-bullying options, including the consideration of a bylaw that may benefit the community, explained Schmitz. Consensus was that prevention and intervention strategies should be explored separately, with the ultimate intention to develop opportunities for heightened awareness and education for all facets of the community. After its inception, the task force transitioned into the Cold Lake Bully Free Working Group, with Cold Lake and District FCSS playing a critical role in chairing and hosting meetings and supporting initiatives. We have partnered with them several times over the years, said Schmitz, underlining the collaborative efforts between FCSS and the Junior B Hockey Club in addressing bullying. Schmitz also urged the community to actively support the Cold Lake Bully Free initiatives. The group aims to increase its committee membership, along with increasing its presence at community events, while continuing to provide learning opportunities in the community, including at schools, in the public, and with local businesses. Volunteers were recently welcomed to get involved in assembling Pink Shirt Day kits for local schools. The kit preparation sessions were scheduled for February 14 and 15, leading up to Pink Shirt Day on February 28.